This is Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. Talking.Golf is a weekly podcast featuring Gary D'Amato and Rob Hernandez. And now, here's Gary and Rob. Talking.Golf is sponsored by the American Family Insurance Championship in Madison. Wisconsin stop on the PGA Tour Champions is back on the 2021 schedule, and Sunday marks the final round here at University Ridge Golf Course with a star-studded field featuring tournament host Steve Stricker and defending champion Jerry Kelly, all chasing second-round leader Miguel Angel Jimenez. This great event has raised more than $10.2 million for local charities since its debut in 2016. Go on to amfamchampionship.com to check out ticket availability for the final round. Alongside Gary D'Amato, Rob Hernandez here. It is Talking.Golf after the second round of the AmFam Championship, and the leaderboard update shows that Miguel Angel Jimenez with a 3-under par 69 today at University Ridge Golf Course. He is now to 10-under par for the tournament through 36 holes with a one-shot lead on 2017 champion Fred Couples. Retief Goosen, who lost in the playoff to Jerry Kelly 2 years ago in 2019, shoots his second straight 68. He's at 8-under, along with Jim Furyk, who also shot a pair of 68s, and reigning champion Jerry Kelly. Double bogeys his last hole for a 69. He is at 8-under par. Tournament host Steve Stricker struggles today after an opening round 70. He shoots 72 and is back in the pack at 2-under par, tied for 23rd. We'll get to him in a minute, but Gary D'Amato, another hot day, not quite as hot as yesterday, but an interesting day on the leaderboard. Not a lot of movement for a while, and then some movement in some strange directions by some guys, and lo and behold, we've got Miguel Angel Jimenez again up top on the leaderboard.
It's a great leaderboard, Rob. You talked about guys coming and going. We talked about Jay Haas, 67 years old, shoots his age, shoots a 67 and vaults onto the leaderboard. Too bad about Jerry's double on 18. He hadn't really made any mistakes up to that point. Three putted from the back fringe from 90 feet after getting stuck in a bunker and down in the fairway. But yeah, it's a great leaderboard. It's going to be a shootout tomorrow.
So Miguel Angel Jimenez, not great golf, not as crisp as yesterday, but you know, after almost making bogey at 13, he drove into a fairway divot and kind of scrambled to make a four there. He bogeys the next hole, the 14th, but comes back with birdies at 15 and 16. Birdies down the stretch, a little bit hard to come by. Those are kind of the last two holes, talking to some of the guys in that stretch, 11 through 16, where you got to make your hay.
Yeah, that's where you have to make your hay. Skip Kendall had a great round going and made a lot of mistakes, or a few mistakes anyway, in that stretch. A lot of guys did. And Rob, I just have to interrupt you for 1 second, because do you see down at the end of the range who's down there? I just noticed.
Is that Vijay Singh?
That is Vijay Singh. That man has hit more golf balls probably than anyone who's ever lived on the face of the earth.
And Gary's right. We're at the on the deck of the media tent, looking out over the practice tee. Most of the guys are on the initial range right in front of us, but Vijay is as far away from us at the end of the range as you can be. It is everything that you think of when you hear the stories of Vijay Singh's practice mentality. Gary, I'm going to show you here Fred Couples' scorecard. Check out the back nine. 11, 13, 15, 17. If there's a 19th hole, he's birding it, and he's probably got a share of the lead. He had a chance at 18. 18 only allowed one birdie. Dickie Pride bellied a hybrid from the fringe about 90 feet and made it, and it's a tough finishing hole. But Freddie seems to find the magic here at University Ridge.
He sure does. You know, he won here a few years ago, and you mentioned the 19th hole. I would bet Freddie's on the 19th hole right now, having a beverage of choice. Yeah, Freddie had a good day. He's one of these guys. You know, there's a handful of guys who courses for courses. He's always played well here, and you know, so has Jerry for that matter. So could be a big shootout tomorrow, Rob.
At the same time, Fred was one of several guys who noted that with the heat and the humidity here and the way the course is drying out, it's playing a lot different. And he talked about he hit a forward off the first tee, and he had 59 yards into the green on the par four first hole. Freddie Couples, Gary. And he said he's lucky he hit it straight. Otherwise, it might have been in Verona. And clearly the course will have a say in what happens here tomorrow.
Absolutely, Rob. Yeah, with the sun baking this course out, we haven't had any appreciable rain. We had a little bit come through yesterday, but nothing really that mattered that would change the complexion of the golf course. It's dry, it's hot, it's firm, it's fast. The greens are fast. Some guys are having trouble with the speed on the greens. Mario Tiziani has struggled a little bit. Even Steve Stricker has talked about his ongoing struggles a little bit with the putter. So, yeah, the course is going to dictate what happens tomorrow.
Even Jerry Kelly, I talked to his mom, Lee, at the turn. And on the ninth green, both Miguel Angel Jimenez and Jerry had downhill putts from the back of the green to, you know, kind of a back right hole location. And came up short, and it just, you know, it seemed inconsistent, but yet not bad. I mean, a lot of guys said it's just trying to figure out where you know, what the each green is giving you, and putting a good stroke on it. But for the most part, I think you know, a lot of it has to do with just a golf course that's you know, a little bit faster than what these guys are used to.
Yeah, the last time we played here, or they played here, I should say, it was, the conditions were very much different. We had quite a bit of rain that year, and I remember that it was cool, and the course was a lot softer than it is now. And, you know, guys who have come here for a few years and had those conditions, they kind of have that in their mind, how the course is supposed to play. And now it's playing a little bit different, and it throws them off a little bit. I saw Mario on 10, his first hole, he had about an 18-foot downhill putt for birdie. And he left it about 6 feet short and right of the hole. And he said the putt completely fooled him. And I think we're seeing that a lot out here.
We're to the point now where we'll update you on the Wisconsin fortunes here on day two of the AmFam Championship. As we mentioned, Jerry Kelly with that 3-under par 69. He falls one spot into a tie for third, just a couple shots off the pace. Steve Stricker, 72. He's tied for 23rd. Skip Kendall, off to a great start today, 4-under through about his first 6-7 holes, and then backed up a little bit. His second straight 72, still moved up one spot into a tie for 33rd. And then Mario Tiziani, after a 76 yesterday, comes back with a 75 today. Did have his niece Bobby on the bag, Steve Stricker's daughter, Bobby Stricker, the former Badger golfer, and Mario now in a tie for 73rd. And Andy North, playing in the final group off the back nine with John Smoltz, shoots a 74, really good 74 for Andy North at the age of 71, comes within three shots of shooting his age, and he is at 9-over par in a tie for 78th place. And you know, it didn't matter whether you were Jerry Kelly grinding to try to keep the lead, or Andy North trying to shoot your age. All these guys want to play well in front of the home crowd, Gary D'Amato.
No, absolutely, Rob. You know, Andy, he wasn't happy with his round, but you know, 74 is not a bad, round, especially since he's had ongoing back issues. He walked today instead of taking a cart. He took a cart yesterday, and every little bump he hit kind of bothered his back, so he decided to walk today. And it, you know, it's not an easy walk in the heat, Rob. As we have been finding out here this week. So yeah, 74 is pretty impressive.
As we take a look at Jerry Kelly's scorecard again. Bogey free through 35 holes, then the double bogey at the final hole here this afternoon. So as his caddy Eric Myler kind of joked to me, and I joked to somebody else, I mean, he's still bogey free, but obviously you don't want to have that double, you know, in that situation. Yeah, 6-iron out of that bunker on 18, clipped the fairway bunker edge, and came to rest in a gnarly lie. Gets it to the back of the green, and as you said, Gary, three-putted from 90 feet. But if we look at his stats for the day, 8 of 13 fairways, not quite as good as yesterday. So yet 2 for 2 in sand saves, and 75% of the holes he scrambled on, he was able to save par. And 14 of 18 greens from 8 of 13 fairways isn't a bad average. Same number of greens that he hit yesterday, and actually putted better today per greens in regulation, and is ranks ninth in that. But, being able to minimize the mistakes. He still says he's not hitting it well, but yet he's scoring well enough to be in the hunt here, defending his title.
Yeah, Robin, two strokes is nothing. I mean, that could flip in two or three holes tomorrow. So, yeah, he is right there, as are all the guys at, you know, 6, 7, and 8. Any one of those guys could emerge with a 64 tomorrow and win this thing by two or three shots.
As we wrap up our podcast here after round two of the American Family Insurance Championship, Gary, 18 holes to go in this. Fred Couples said in his interview that he does not see a 63 or a 64 out of this course this year with these conditions. Thinks a 67 or a 68 will be very good. Obviously, if you've got to be pretty close to that 10 under par to make a 67 or a 68 payoff, What are you thinking as you look at this leaderboard and as it relates to going in tomorrow? We've talked about the top maybe six guys on the leaderboard, five guys on the leaderboard tied for six. You're writing about Jay Haas shooting his age today at the age of 67 and moving up into a tie for six with Stephen Leaney, who told me that this course reminds him a lot of the courses in Australia. Robert Carlson, the Swede, who I picked in our podcast the other day to win the tournament, follows up a 69 with a 68. He's at 7 under, so you've got good guys there. I think the consensus is anybody at 4 under or worse is probably out of it at this point. But who do you see maybe making a run? And can Jerry Kelly repeat here at the American Family Insurance Championship?
Well, first of all, I think definitely, yes, Jerry Kelly can repeat. I mean, like we've said, he's really only made one mistake, and that was a kind of a bad break, hitting the lip out of the bunker and then winding up three putting from a bad spot. So can he win? Oh, definitely he can win. I think the guys probably at 6 under probably have not a good chance. I would say you'd have to be at 7 under or better at this chance. But, you know, that's how many guys, Rob, at 7 under or better. It's about 8 or 9 guys, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a shootout tomorrow.
But, boy, when you look at that leaderboard, Jimenez, Couples, Goosen, Kelly, Furyk at the top, and then Haas, Leaney, Carlson, and a whole host of others behind that. But the ones that have that legitimate shot, those are some big names with a lot of victories. They don't call this the PGA Tour Champions for nothing. It is loaded with champions, loaded with guys who know to play in the final round of a tournament, and we'll see what they have in them tomorrow. Gary, appreciate the time, and we'll do this again, wrapping it up tomorrow.
Can't wait, Rob.
All right, for Gary D'Amato, I am Rob Hernandez. This has been a special edition of Talking.Golf from the American Family Insurance Championship in Madison. Wisconsin stop on the PGA Tour Champions is back. And American Family Insurance Championship is our proud sponsor of Talking.Golf. The tournament wraps up tomorrow here at University Ridge, and Gary and I will be back to wrap it up tomorrow here on Wisconsin.Golf. For Gary, I'm Rob. We'll talk golf again on Sunday.